الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا ونبينا ورسولنا وكريمنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا لقيتم فئة فاثبتوا واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون، وأطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم، واصبروا إن الله مع الصابرين. وقال الله عز وجل في شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. All glory, all praise, all perfection, all might and power is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is from Allah and is for Allah azza wa jalla. The one and only, the eternal, the everlasting, the sustainer of all of the worlds, and the one who sent us the most beloved, perfect, honorable, prestigious, elevated messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to guide our hearts and our minds, to unite us into one ummah, and to take us back onto the path of salvation, the path of Jannah, and to enter us all into the gardens of paradise. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept our attendance here today, and may Allah Azza wa Jal gather us all together, united as one, behind the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, and enter us all into the gardens of paradise on the day of Qiyamah. Allahumma Ameen. The verse that I recited today is a very important verse, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us five keys to success, five keys to victory, five essential steps for us to first and foremost transform ourselves in order for us to attain victory in the dunya, and more importantly, victory in the hereafter. So I want you to lend me your ears, but more importantly, lend me your heart, and listen attentively so that we may prosper, that we may succeed in the deen as well as the dunya, insha'Allahul Aziz. Allah Azza wa Jal, in the glorious, timeless, perfect and majestic Qur'an, He addresses us mu'mineen, us believers. He states, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, that oh who you have believed. And here it's beautiful to note that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't mention Muslimin, but rather He said Amanu, those who have believed. Because to have the belief is a greater maqam indallah. Because we submit, but our submission sometimes is not wholehearted. Whereas Iman is something which is deep within our heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is addressing the true believers who have belief within their heart and also in their external actions. So not just the external, but the internal as well as the external. So, O you who have believed, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, this is addressing every single one of us. إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِئَةً فَثْبُتُوا, that whenever you encounter a company, whenever you encounter an opponent, or whether you encounter an army, whenever you encounter anything in your life when you are attempting to achieve success or get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever that time occurs in your life, إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِئَةً, then what is the first thing that you should understand and do? فَثْبُتُوا, you must stand firm. إِثْبَات, ثَبَات, stand firm. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. After the first step of meeting your enemy, your opponent, the company, and you remain steadfast and firm, then remember Allah Azza wa Jal abundantly, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you may be successful. Then what should we do, Ya Allah? وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, then obey Allah Azza wa Jal completely, 100%, and obey the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, 100%. Then what, Ya Allah? وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا, do not dispute, do not argue, do not bicker. Why? What will happen as a result? فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ, because when you do, you will lose your courage, you will lose your strength, you will lose the confidence within yourself, it will depart, it will go away from you. فَتَفْشَلُوا, and then وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ, it will go away from you, you will not succeed. Be patient. وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the patient. So this is the verse that I want you all to remember, and the 5 points that inshallah al-Aziz will be discussing. So Allah Azza wa Jal, as I mentioned, has given us the steps and the keys to all forms of victory. Victory of the dunya and victory of the hereafter. But then you must ask ourselves a very important question, that if we have been given the keys and we have been shown the steps and we have been given the plan to achieve victory and success, why are the Muslim Ummah still failing? Why are we still losing? Why is there no victory in all of the Muslim countries at this given moment in time or throughout the world? It's because we are not using those keys. We are not going in those steps to achieve that success and victory that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So just because you have Islam or you have Iman, doesn't mean you will automatically gain victory. No, you have to follow the formula. If you want to get into Jannah, you have to have your Iman, and you have to have your Salah, you have to have your Zakah, you have to have your Sawm, you have to have your Hajj, you have to have all of these internal and external elements, and then you will get into Jannah. Just because you say you believe in Allah doesn't give you an automatic pass and a golden gate key to enter into paradise. So similarly, the Muslim Ummah now, if you look throughout the world, we're all looking for victory. We're all looking for some form of success. Success especially within our religion, but none of us are actually following the 5 steps that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in order to succeed. So the first thing in this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentions, إِذَا لَقِيْتُمْ فِئَةً, that whenever you encounter and you engage with an opponent or a company, or even perhaps the army in this particular context, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here first and foremost teaching us? That you actually didn't avoid this whole scenario. You didn't just sit down at home or swipe away or just, you know, send a message to somebody. You actually got up out of your comfort zone and you actually said, I need to do something. We need to stand up. We have to exert some energy in order to achieve the success of the deen as well as the dunya. You actually got up. You didn't ignore the call to Allah. You didn't ignore the call to the messenger, to the deen, to the ummah. You didn't ignore the call to victory and success. You didn't just sit on your sofa swiping away and liking and disliking and forwarding things. Muslims are not Muslims of words merely. We are Muslims of action. This is what defines us. that we are constantly doing actions, perpetually doing actions. So you showed that you are alive with your heart as well as with your body and your mind, and you got up to face this particular challenge in your life. You got up to seek that particular success in victory. But how many of us actually end up doing this very first step, getting up physically, tangibly, doing something real that will bring about a change within our own heart and a change within our own family and a change within our community? No, we just like sitting on our high horse. We like sitting in our ivory towers and we like dictating and telling people he should be doing this and she should be doing this and this is what should have happened and I would do this X, Y, and Z. All words and no actual action. We just click and swipe and speak, you know, hollow words. So this is the first thing that we need to understand. To achieve any success, you have to get up and you have to go out and you have to do something about it. This is why Allah mentions, إِذَا لَقِيْتُمْ, that whenever you face and encounter the opponent or the enemy, you are there. The first step that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. So what do we need to do? You're there, you want to achieve success. فَاسْبُتُوا, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that فَاسْبُتُوا, be steadfast. Do not run away from the situation. Do not hide from your opponent or the enemy or whatever scenario that you may be facing. Do not fear the circumstances that you are in. Do not be overwhelmed by what you are facing. Do not leave the cause. Do not leave the fight. Do not stop. This is what fasbutu means. It doesn't just mean, oh, be steadfast and in a generic manner. It means all of these things, to have that stability in your heart and also in your actions. That steadfastness to continue to be persistent, to be firm, to be determined, to have that endurance for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you carry on. But we see now, since the ceasefire, the temporary ceasefire, now the zeal and the energy and the eagerness of the Muslims and the engagement is dying down as well. But no, we have to remain what? Strong. Fasbutu, if you want to achieve success. And this is success, as I mentioned, not just when you're in a state of war, but any form of success, especially that success to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in the Quran, whenever you see a situation when there was a fight, there was an opponent, there was an enemy, something needed to take place, what did the people always do? Dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal mentions in the Quran, وَلَمَّا بَرَزُوا لِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. That when they went to face the forces of Goliath and all of his soldiers, what did these people say, these true mu'mineen, these true believers say? They said, oh our Lord, pour patience upon us, that make us patient, Ya Allah. Even though we can see hundreds and thousands of people against us, greater in power and might and influence and control, Ya Allah, grant us patience. And what else, Ya Allah? May plant our feet firmly, make us steadfast in our cause. Then, Ya Allah, when we are patient and we are steadfast, then, Ya Allah, give us victory. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, then give us victory above the and over the disbelievers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the following verse mentions, فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, and then they defeated them by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how did it take place? They went out and they faced the enemy. And they were patient and they persevered in their cause for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. And then the victory came. So how many of us, when we want to achieve something, perhaps in the dunya, actually have that firmness within our heart, that resolve? You want to leave cigarettes? Oh, it's really hard. You want to leave drugs? Oh, it's really hard. You want to lose weight? It's really hard. You want to leave a particular addiction or something like that? We always find it really hard. But for everything, you need isbat, you need thubut, you need steadfastness and firmness and determination and endurance in order for you to overcome that particular thing, in order for you to succeed. And if we want to succeed in our deen, then we have to succeed over our own whims and our desires, over our own impatience. We have to be steadfast in front of the shaitan and continue and persevere. We have to be steadfast in front of the enemy and continue in our pursuit and remain firm, rooted like the deep roots of a tree that will not break down. We will be there standing strong for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would abundantly say, Allahumma inni as'aluka thabata fil amri wal azima ala rushd. That, Ya Allah, I ask you for steadfastness in all of my affairs. Because if you're not steadfast, then you will not be able to pray Fajr, Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. You'll pray once a day, twice a day perhaps, because you're not steadfast, you're not persevering and continuing and remaining strong, even though it may be cold, even though the mosque may be far, even though you will have many other things distracting you. But you remaining steadfast means that you'll be able to overcome all of that. So this is what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would do dua: O Allah, make me steadfast in all of my affairs, religious and worldly affairs, and give me determination, wal azima ala rushd, into following the right path. How many of us are very weak in our action, very weak in our faith, very weak in all of these things, because we don't really have that azima, that resolve, that determination, that steadfastness for which makes us carry on no matter what. Carry on no matter the circumstances, no matter what people say. Why did you have the beard? It doesn't matter. Why did you wear the why are you wearing the hijab? It doesn't matter. Why are you a Muslim? It doesn't matter. None of those things matter, because you are steadfast within your heart and you carry that with you wherever you go. And this is why one of the most perpetual du'as repeated by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would mention, Ya muqallib al qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O changer, O turner of hearts, because our hearts are constantly changing. We like someone, we hate somebody, we want to do something, we don't want to do something. We are constantly in a change of flux, up and down like a yo-yo. But our hearts need to be stable and firm, and we need to have that steadfastness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is that dua the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made, that, O changer of hearts, O turner of hearts, make my heart firm on what? On your deen. Not firm on the dunya, not firm on my whims and my desires and everything else, but firm on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is that first key, that first step in order for you to achieve success and victory in your life. Victory in the dunya and victory in the deen, when you remain steadfast no matter the opponent, no matter if they're a superpower, no matter if this entire world against you, you are strong and firm in your deen. And we see this steadfastness today in our brothers and sisters in Gaza. We see them, no matter what's happening, they are being bombed, they are being massacred, a genocide is taking place. But do you see them swaying in their iman? Do you see them diminishing in their faith? No, they remain steadfast and firm and determined, and they are enduring everything because their patience and steadfastness is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do everything for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. So this is that first thing that we need to establish within our own minds and within our own lives and within our own hearts. Then the next step, the next key to success, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That here you are facing an opponent, an enemy. You are there perhaps in war or any particular challenge in your life, but you remain firm in your principles, you will not sway. Unlike the politicians who say one thing today and they say something else the other day, and they will never give you a straight answer, and today you compromise whatever you're willing to compromise, and tomorrow you say something else. We do not compromise our faith, our deen. We remain on the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, on La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We remain firm on the principles of Islam, on the pillars of Islam, and we know we will not sell our deen, compromise our deen, even if somebody were to give us the treasures of the entire earth in our hands, or to give us the sun in our right hand and the moon in our left, we will still not compromise and sell our deen, because we are firm. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, remember me abundantly. So even in the battlefield, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, remember me. This is where you gain that strength, that inner strength. When you say, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the most magnificent, Allah is the most powerful. You gain your strength and your power from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why even in the battlefield, when you're at work, when you're at home, when you're in your community, when you are at protest, in all situations of difficulty, all situations of ease, what should we as Muslims constantly be doing? We should be constantly be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The takbir of the Sahaba ikram would be so loud and would be so powerful because it came from the heart that it would scare the enemies away when they'd be walking and they'd be saying Allahu Akbar. They'd be saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. It would scare half the enemies away because they knew that these people, their strength is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask yourself the question, how often do we genuinely remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And don't just think straight away, well, after my salah, I do the tasbih, I say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allah Akbar. That's not remembering Allah azza wa jal. Kathira, that's qaleela, that's very little. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, in the battlefield, when you wake, when you walk, when you at work, when you do family, wherever you are, your heart and your lips are always engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of us confine our dhikr, our adhkar, after salah, or when somebody passes away, or in some sickness, or in some difficulty, and then we remember, we say, Ya Allah! We say, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, we say it then. But no, the Sahaba Ikram and the life of the Prophet والسلام, was that he would all the time be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a defining characteristic of true believers, that whenever you see them, they'll be engaged in some form of dhikr and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will not allow their hearts to be ghafil an dhikrillah, to be heedless from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself would remember Allah azza wa jalla the most and encourage the Sahaba ikram to busy their hearts and their minds, their bodies and their tongues with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we want success, we want victory. How do you do that? You get up and you go to achieve it. And then you establish sabat, subut, steadfastness and firmness in your life. And then you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout your entire challenge, throughout your entire thing that you are trying to achieve, victory or success. You're constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what do we need to do? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَ. Then you must obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order for you to achieve victory and success. Now go back into your own personal lives. You want to achieve success in your business. You want to achieve success in your marriage. You want to achieve success in any worldly affair, or more importantly in your religious affair. How many of us get up and leave the bed in the middle of the night and say, I'm going to pray tahajjud? How many of us get up and say, no, I'm going to leave this haram business. I'm going to leave interest. I'm going to leave riba. I'm going to leave all the things and I'm going to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't. We leave our hajj and our umrah and all of these other things until we're 40, 50, 60, 70. And we carry on pursuing the dunya. We don't remember Allah Azza wa Jalla because we're just remembering ourselves and remembering our celebrities and our footballers and all of these other people, remembering them instead of remembering Allah. So how can you ever achieve success? And then if you are not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will you ever achieve success as a Muslim, as a mu'min? How will you achieve success in your family, in your community, in your society, in your own personal lives, in your business, in your economy, if you are not obeying Allah Azza wa Jal or the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam? If you as a mu'min, as a believer, want to achieve any form of true success, then it must always be in accordance to the total obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Why are we failing in our families? Why are we failing in our economy? Why are we failing within our society? Why are we failing as nations, as an entire ummah? We just need to look at our nation, look at our communities, how many of them are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
We think we are obeying Allah. How? I pray my salah just about, or I give my zakah, or I fast. Is this what you have narrowed down the entire deen to? Salah and zakah and sawm? This is your interpretation of what the entire deen and what obligation and what obedience is to Allah and His Messenger? Where is your obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He tells you to speak the truth? When He tells you not to do any fraud? Where is your obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He tells you not to do zina? When He tells you not to deal in interest or riba? When He tells you not to fornicate? Where is your obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there? Where is your obedience to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam when He tells you to keep the beard? When He tells you to dress in a particular way, to have a haircut in a particular way, to do your business and do not lie in your business, the way that you conduct yourself, to earn your livelihood in the halal manner, to make sure that you are not lying to your employer or your employee, to make sure that you're wearing the correct clothes, to eating the correct food and the correct lifestyle? We don't obey Allah in all of these things or the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and then yet we expect success and victory to come to us. We only need to look at our own countries, whether it's Pakistan, whether it's the Middle East or anywhere else. How much are they obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Until we do not obey Allah azza wa jal wholeheartedly, completely, or and the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, brothers and sisters, we will not achieve any success. The reason why the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam and the Sahaba ikram achieved great success, great triumphs, great victory, great success, is because they always obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah azza wa jalla told them, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُزُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, they believed it. Whatever the Messenger gives you, take it. Whatever he forbids you from, keep away from it. But no, whatever is easy for us and beneficial for us, that's what we take from the dunya, and we compromise our deen. We compromise our deen in the way that we work, in the way that we live, in the way that we conduct ourselves. In the Quran, again and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. If you want the rahmah of Allah, then you have to obey Allah azza wa jal and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ وَحْذَرُوا. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam, and beware. Because when you do not obey them, then you will not find success. Look at our divorce rates. Look at the state of our children. Look at what's happening within our own homes and our own communities and societies. And yet we say we are Muslims. Your interpretation of Muslim is not just because you pray or you give your zakah or you fast. That's not Islam in totality. Islam in totality is when you obey Allah Azza wa Jal and everything contained within His glorious Quran, and you obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you put them above your own self and your whims and your desires. You put them before your own family and your parents, before your own community and society. You will only do what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. But of source, it is the opposite of that. We always do what pleases us, benefits us first and foremost. And then we please other people and our family and our tribes and our khandan and then our government. We appease them and we stay quiet. When they say something wrong, we'll still stay quiet. Well, we need to please them. We need to work with them. We need to get benefit from them. You do not fear Allah Azza wa Jal and the last day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you, how did you live your life? Did you live your life and you obeyed me, or did you live your life and you obeyed somebody else? وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Obey Allah Azza wa Jal, obey the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and do not spoil or waste all of your a'mal. So ask yourselves, how is your life? Who are you obeying up until now? Many people in the dunya, over maybe half of the dunya, is obeying the shaitan. And those who have been given guidance, when we are told to obey Allah Azza wa Jal, we pick and choose when we do and when we don't. Perhaps once a week, perhaps once a year, or perhaps, you know, when somebody passes away, then we feel like, yeah, I need to do this now. Obeying Allah and the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is not a part-time job. It's from the moment that you live until the moment that you return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No ifs and buts. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. When you enter into Islam, you enter wholeheartedly, without any reservations, without saying, I don't agree with this condition or this condition, I don't agree with this particular position of Islam, the Islam that Allah Azza wa Jal has given you. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The deen that Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen and perfected for us is a deen of Islam. So where is our steadfastness? Where is our dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal? Where is our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If any one of these are missing and not 100%, I guarantee you will not find success or victory in the dunya or especially in the hereafter, because you are disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. You're not following the formula of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا, the fourth key, the fourth step. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا, do not dispute amongst one another. Do not fight, do not bicker, do not argue. How many, unfortunately, I've seen this as well. Ulama, when they come to the masajid, if you don't give them 10 titles, they're like, they end up arguing with you. Why did you not say all of my 10 titles before you got to my name? An event happens, oh, why didn't you call my sheikh? Why didn't you call this particular person? Why didn't you stand up for them? Why wasn't my leader invited? We want a Pakistani khalifa to rule. We want an Arab khalifa to rule. We want this person to come. We're just fighting, arguing, bickering, disputing. We are not united. We always want something for ourselves, for our tribes. But Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا. If you do bicker and dispute and fight and argue, you will not succeed. All this bickering, this arguing, this fighting amongst our leaders is occurring right now. You see the Arab summit, they're arguing, well, we want this person to be here, this person isn't here, so we're not going to do this resolution, we're not going to say this. All disputing and arguing, what will happen? فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَزْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. You will dispute, you will argue, and as a consequence of your disputing and your arguing, your bickering, you will lose the courage, you will lose the momentum, you will lose your strength, it will depart, it will leave you, and you will not succeed. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us. Look at how much bickering and arguing our politicians do, our Muslim countries do. But then look closer to your own self. How much are you arguing with your wife, with your husband, with your own children, and bickering and arguing? If there's no sukoon in the home, then what is the point of that home? Look at our divorce rates. Look at how much arguing and bickering is taking place within our societies. If you want success within your home, within your business, within your societies, you have to stop all of this. And you have to strengthen yourselves and get closer to one another and hold on fast to the rope of Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. But we are divided. Frani Bladri, Frana Khandan, Raje, Chaudhry, Sheikh, this, that, such and such tribe, such and such family. We separate ourselves. Why? Has Allah separated you? إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. This ummah, this nation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us part of, is one nation. We don't look at race, we don't look at ethnicity, we don't look at nationality. We look at that we are all Muslims, we are all mu'mins, believers, obeyers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But no, we are arguing, we are bickering, and because of that, look at how we are, look at what the Muslim ummah is like, look at what they are doing, what they are unable to do for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. And then finally Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in that same verse, wasbiru, the final step, to be steadfast, to remember Allah, to obey Allah and the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, not to argue or to bicker, and then to be patient no matter what the circumstances may be. The last key critical advice to success. The four steps that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned thus far, all of them have to be sealed with what? With patience, with sabr. If you are upset and if you want to do something about anything in your life, you have to be patient. You know, you think you're going to be able to bring down this government or any other government or any other superpower? It requires patience and perseverance and steadfastness and determination. It requires you to gain your strength from Allah, to obey Allah and the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and not to argue and dispute and come together as one voice, one power, one strength. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Oh, you who have believed, persevere and endure and remain stationed and encourage each other towards patience and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then and only then perhaps you will gain success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the victory is qareeb. The victory is there. It is achievable. It is tangible. It is there within our grasp. But unless we follow these five steps given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will never achieve victory, neither in this dunya or in the hereafter. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with whom? Is with the people who are patient. The people who are patient. But I want to very, very quickly summarize what we've discussed thus far, that if you look at all of these elements, to be steadfast, to remember Allah, to obey Allah and His Messenger, not to dispute, and to remain patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, He's addressing you individually. You have to be steadfast. You have to remember Allah. You have to obey Allah and His Messenger. You have to not dispute. You have to be patient in this verse. You have to do this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse when He mentions إِذَا لَقِيْتُمْ فِيَةً, whenever you see the enemy or the opponent, etc., He didn't mention their power, their might, or their ability, or their strength, that this is what they will do to you, and this is what they will do. No! Allah says, if you do this, you do these five things, you will overcome any enemy. You will overcome any superpower. You have to change. We all say we want change, don't we? We want tabdili. We want change in our society. Ask yourselves, how many of us are ready to change ourselves first? If you do not change, how will society change? How will change come about in our community, in our society? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Nothing will change in our society until we change. So this is why Allah Azza wa Jalla in that verse of the Quran mentions, you have to be steadfast. You have to remember Allah. You have to obey Allah and His Messenger. You have to not dispute, and you have to be patient if you want to succeed. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to implement all of these five keys and steps within our lives. And we can see all of these elements very clearly in the lives of our brothers and sisters in Gaza who are there, who are steadfast, who are remembering Allah, even though their children are being killed, massacred right before their eyes. They are continuing to obey Allah and still praying their salah and still doing their jum'ah and everything else. They are not disputing and they are patient with the qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us all to achieve this also. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا.